Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia, Emma and Archer with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Australian Federal Police have secured the home and belongings of two Russian-born Australians recently charged with spying offences. The married couple, Kira and Igor Korolev, were charged with espionage charges after accessing sensitive ADF information to share with the Russian government. Federal police seized the couple's bank accounts, superannuation from Kira's time in the Defence Force, and their Brisbane apartment. A study data published by Nature Communications, co-written by Robbie Gerling from the University of Southern Queensland, showed that air pollution can disrupt pollination and the regulation of pest insects by 40%. Creatures such as bees and bugs have been seen to struggle locating flowers and crops impacting farmers and their produce. The study says that farmers have a crucial role in helping reduce the stresses.
In national news, Australians will have to pay extra for their coffee this season, as prices for Arabica and Robusta coffee beans reach record high prices. The new price tag comes amid extreme weather conditions across coffee bean hotspots Brazil and Vietnam, with Brazil currently experiencing 23% more rain than usual, meanwhile Vietnam is facing drought conditions. Coffee prices have increased by 30% at the start of 2024 and 63% since November 2023. A magnitude 4 earthquake occurred across Victoria this morning, mostly affecting the area of Woods Point around 130 kilometres east of Melbourne. According to Victoria State Emergency Services, the earthquake hit around 3:48 a.m. with 1,408 individuals reporting feeling the tremors. No damages to infrastructure have been reported.
In international news, global stock markets have seen notable volatility recently. After a significant sell-off on Monday, US indexes rebounded Tuesday, with the Dow Jones and Nasdaq up over 1% and the S&P 500 rising nearly 0.8%. Japan's Nikkei 225 surged 10.23% following its largest single-day point drop, driven by a Bank of Japan interest rate hike. While Asian markets showed mixed results, European indexes also posted slight recoveries. Despite recent market fluctuations, experts believe the underlying economic conditions remain robust. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight possibility of a shower. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.